reality, it's supposed to produce sin. That's why God has us in both realms, is because he needs somebody who can introduce it from this realm into this realm. Because here's what you need to know. God cannot take anything from this realm, his reality, and bring it into your reality. God needs someone who already has authority in this reality to speak it into this reality. Because if I had time to teach it to you, God has no authority in our reality. Okay, half of us got quiet right there. That's why the Bible says he's given you the keys to the kingdom. What you bind on earth, well, why I got to do it? Because God says, I gave man authority. God help me. Man, you lost authority, but Jesus came back and gave you authority. And so God says, I need you to see in my reality, and then I need you to step with boldness and now speak it into this reality. And when you speak it, you get my backing, and then this whole solar system has to listen to you. God help me. Because if God had authority, he'll speak stuff every day. But God says, I gave you the keys to the kingdom. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. But you got to take it from this reality and introduce it to this reality in order for it to manifest. God help me. So he says here, watch what he says. He says that you have to speak it. Somebody say speak it. You have to introduce truth into this reality. Can I tell you something? This is why you got to be careful who you agree with. You really have, see, this is, let me help you real quick, and I'm done. Here's what you got to do. You have to be careful who you agree with. It is a misunderstanding of the power of agreement. Because when you agree, you got to be in the same reality. Or you're not agreeing at all. See, this is why when you got to have somebody who has the ability to understand who God is in your life. And what they've got to do, if somebody only lives by their natural, and you ask them to agree with something that their natural can't understand, you need somebody who says, I understand God myself, and I know God can do anything, and if you're saying something that don't make sense to me, I will agree with you anyway. I connect my faith because God has shown me some stuff about my life that won't nobody understand, so I can agree with you that your God, my God, can do anything we need him to do. But if you're agreeing with somebody who is not all in and you're all in, you're really not agreeing. I don't care how much you pray, how much you spend. You got to find people who understands the realities of God. You got to find people who can say, I've been in that reality. I know God can blow your mind. I know God. Other people are laughing at you. But baby, I got your back. And I need you to understand, I'm all in with what God is doing in your life. If you got people who are optimistic and they might be healed, and if it be his will, the devil is a lie. I know what his will is for my life. I know what his will is in this situation. He wants me to live and not die. He wants my marriage to survive. He don't want sickness in my body. I don't need you praying if it's his will. I need you to know it's his will. I need you to have a revelation that you know, that you know, that you know that God wants to raise me up out of this situation. I don't want you optimistic. I don't want you guessing. I don't want you half in. Agree with me that you know, that you know, that you know that God can do what I just told you. God can do. Look at your neighbor and say, don't judge me by what I look like. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Because some people know your history. Some people know you were locked up. Some people know you don't have an education. Some people know you just filed for bankruptcy. And here you are telling them what God showed you in the other realm, baby. Don't judge me by what you see. Judge me by what I know God showed me. And when I tell you that, don't agree with me by what I look like. Don't agree with me by what I drive. Don't agree with me by where I live. Don't agree with me by what I wear. Agree with me by what I know in the spirit. Agree with me that God can do anything in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Slap your neighbor, say, I got your back. I got your back. I got your back. You got to be careful when you introduce it into this reality that you have other people who can believe God for crazy. Do not have someone agree with you who's not all in with God. If it be his will, I keep it moving. It's almost like you got to interview people. And if you open your mouth while I'm sick, talking about if it be his will, you're going to get over this. You got to go. Don't give me that if it be his will stuff. Because I know he says by his stripes I'm healed. I know he says that anything I ask, it shall be done. I know that God has said he wants me restored. I know God says I'm the head and not the tail. I know God says that he prepares a table in front of my enemies that my cup may overflow. God wants me to prosper. Don't give me if it's his will that I have money. It's his will that I have money. It's his will that I'm not broke. It's his will that I live in overflow. It's his will for my life. And if you can't see it, then baby, I can't be agreeing with you, spitting on you, wasting my time. I need people who can see in God's reality. And listen to me, church family, not everybody can. Not everybody can. Not everybody. Some people are like, well, it's his will for me to have this knee ache. I'm just getting old. Listen, shut up. We all are getting a little bit older. But baby, I'm like wine. Come on, somebody. I serve a God who I'm going to get better. Oh, the devil is a lie. I'm going to get better. I don't care. I'm going to get better. I'm going to defy the odds. I believe he's a healer. I believe if Jesus is to tarry and I'm to go by the grave, I'm going to live a long, good, healthy life. I'm going to sleep good. I'm going to get up good. I'm going to lay down good. I don't want to hear it's his will. You just get, oh, the devil is a lie. I got promises from God. I've seen in that realm. I know that I know that I know. His body was broken for me. His body was bruised that my body can be whole. Slap your neighbor. Say, know the will of God. Listen, stand to your feet. Let's go. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Because you need to understand, God needs you to speak into the reality. You got to be cute. You got to be careful what you speak to, not just who you agree with. You got to be careful what you say, because it's amazing. It's amazing that God shows you something in his reality, and then you talk crazy in this reality. I mean, for real, God just literally showed you something. No one knows it. And you come talking crazy in this reality about it. The Bible says, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, and I know the thoughts I think of you, thoughts that are good and not of evil. That right there tells you how you should be speaking. God says, he's telling you to, remember, do we have Jeremiah 29? Thank you. Watch it says. Thoughts, watch it says, I know the thoughts that I think. Remember, we're talking about the Holy Spirit searches the mind and the things of God. God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. So when you speak evil or negative about yourself, you're not even talking God talk. The Holy Spirit just said, I'm revealing to you what has not been seen, but it's the spirit, it's the mind, it's the thoughts of God. And so when he reveals it to you, when you step back in your reality, you can't talk evil because those are not God's thoughts. It's not his words. Anytime, let me help somebody. Anytime you get an evil thought, it's not even God. God says, I know thoughts of peace and not of evil. Whenever you wrestle with a thought that is fearful, ungodly, condemning, it's not of God. Anything, it's not of God. It's impossible for God to put an evil thought in you.